Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Why don't you come around back here with me and see who's outside in our landscape talking trees today. Looks like Mr. John Eisenhower's over there getting his climbing ropes out, getting ready to do a little bit of fall pruning just before clipping off a little fertilizing. What are we going to specialize in our trees today? We have, how about just a hammock and a nap? This is beautiful weather. I don't feel like working today.
Really nice weather, yeah. Sat out at a little restaurant last night, just beautiful out on the patio, and had a really good time. My son's in town visiting, and it was really nice to just hang with him for a little bit, and couldn't have asked for a better night for that.
Curiosity, what patio?
We were at the PETA Jungle.
Don't know that one.
Scottsdale Road in Shea. Yeah, okay. They got a beautiful outdoor patio, and it's just great.
What corner?
Scottsdale Road in Shea.
What corner?
Well, it's actually a little bit further east of Scottsdale Road on Shea, right by the Shea 14 Theaters.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got several little beautiful little restaurants in there. They really...
Since Mag's Ham Bun went out, I haven't... And Chuck Wagon's gone from that intersection. I don't have a reason to go back there much.
That's dating you. Yeah, Mag's Ham Bun. That was a really fun place to go all the way back to high school days. Yeah, I enjoyed going to Mag's many, many times. Yeah, well, today we're talking about lots of trees. Native trees are kind of our focus today. You know, when we talk about our tree of the month, we often mix in some non-native trees because, as we all know, Arizona has this incredible climate and a growing season, which is nearly year-round. We have conditions for introduced species from around the world to do really well here. We have one of the largest plant palettes anywhere in the world. And as a result of that, we have a lot of introduced species, non-native trees, that do pretty well here. But that being said, if you really want to be assured of success when you plant a tree, you can't go wrong with native trees. And there's several that come to mind right away. Our Persopus velutina is kind of a focus tree this morning. That's our velvet mesquite. Now, there's a lot of mesquite trees that are brought in from other parts of the world, the Chilean mesquite, the Argentine mesquite. Those are the two very common ones you'll see in a lot of the nurseries. And they're... have particular qualities. They're very fast-growing trees. They have some hybrids of these trees that are incredibly fast-growing. So because they achieve their landscape purpose quickly, they're popular with the nurseries, they're popular with homeowners who want a tree that will achieve its landscape purpose quickly. But there are some downsides to that. Some of those non-native trees are extremely fast-growing, sometimes outgrow their landscape purpose, and then all of a sudden you've got a monster, kind of a tiger by the tail, and they've got some other structural issues with some of those trees, as opposed to the native trees. The native trees are a little more slow-growing. They achieve a landscape purpose require several more years to achieve their mature height and spread than those native or those non-native hybrid mesquites. But they have a really strong structure. The branch structure is the branch attachments are a little bit wider as a rule. They have a little more compact form. And I just think a more attractive appearance in some ways. We like to recommend them if you just want to have a problem-free tree, because all of our native trees are adapted to our soil conditions, adapted to our weather conditions, have very few natural pests as opposed to non-native trees, which tend to have a lot more insect and disease issues because they're just not quite as well adapted as the natives. The native trees, of course, have been here for millennia, and they just have learned to get along with Arizona. If you do plant non-native trees, and I'm not against that, there are some purists who really say you can only plant native trees. If you do plant non-native trees, the caveat is be careful, because there are some downsides. You need to know that those trees are not as well adapted as the native trees, and you could have some issues with disease problems and other things. So be sure to do your research. Be sure if you choose a non-native tree that you've done a little bit of homework and make sure that it's really well suited to our climate and soil conditions.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to talk to ISA-certified John Eisenhower. owner and founder of Integrity Tree Service, here on our monthly Talking Trees broadcast and our Outdoor Living Hour. You can text questions to 411-923 or send an email if you need help with tree or insect identification to info@rosieonthehouse.com. I know we don't generally go to the calls this quick, but Jim jumped on the line. He's been waiting for you. Let's get him in and see how we can help him this morning. Welcome to the program from Tucson, Arizona.
Thank you, gentlemen. Listen, I've been noticing huge worms, or caterpillars, I should say, on our patio deck. And these things are about the size of my ring finger and bright green in color with a tan end that I presume is the head. And I think they're falling out of the live oak trees because I can't come up with any other reason. And then the other day I saw one crawling down the trunk of the live oak tree. And I've looked it up in Googled it, and it seems to be something, or at least this is as close as I can come, a Polyphemus moth. But I can't find anything in the Butterflies of Arizona book, and I wonder if I'm on the right track, if I've got something to worry about or what.
Yeah, that's a good question for the U of A Extension Office. You know, there's several really good plant biologists who can probably pinpoint that. That's really not my area of strength. But it's, man, if that's a good size worm or caterpillar, there are several sometimes, you know, seasonally, depending on our rains that we've had in the prior monsoon, can really give rise to some insects that do really well. But yeah, that sounds like an issue if you have more than just a few. So you might want to, you know, kind of get someone to identify what those are.
The Tucson Extension Office for U of A. We have, they don't have a number on this one, but they got a number on this one. There's obviously offices all over the state of Arizona.
Just look up the hotline for the Maricopa County U of A Agricultural Extension Office. And it's really nice to call in some of these identifications of insect issues because they can get a pattern of calls that come in from across our different metropolitan areas. And you'll find that many others are facing some of the same issues. Regarding dealing with insects, generally insect infestations are pretty short-lived. They come and they go. They go through a life cycle. That larval stage, and they pupate, they eventually emerge as a moth, and they're generally not a threat to the environment. It's not something you need to start getting out insecticide. You know, generally, as I said, because of our extreme temperatures in Arizona, they won't last much through a specific season. You know, with the hot weather or the very cold weather, generally these insect problems will just work themselves out. No need to get out the insecticide and start spraying.
Extension.arizona.edu. You can then hit directory, pick your county and then the city in your county, hit find now, and there's an entire directory. I've got direct numbers here for the director, Dan McDonald. There's Erica Alvanza, the instructional specialist. I mean, it's on and on. You have a huge resource right there that'll help you identify, and then once we get to identify, we can put a strategy together on eliminating, because it's a non-edible. Do we use a systemic insecticide?
Right,
or
right.
If it's not eating the tree, it's just living in the tree, that's not going to help. We've got to put a topical application on it. Or it's not hurting anything, you just leave it alone.
Yeah, just leave it alone. Usually they'll just run their course, and they're part of the ecology, and birds will end up, you know, enjoying a meal, and you know, before long, the environment has a way of kind of correcting those infestations. And sometimes we have these huge infestations of caterpillars. I remember when they came in, you know, when I was a kid, and every like six or eight years, we'd have this huge infestation of caterpillars where there'd just be so many of them, hundreds and hundreds, they'd just be crushed all over the road, and these, that green goo would be all over the road surfaces when we'd ride in our bikes, and we'd collect them and put them in shoe boxes and bring them back to the house, hundreds of them, and then we didn't realize that 100 caterpillars can push the top off of a shoebox. And then we come back in, they're all gone, and our moms were like, oh, no, they're all over the house. But, yeah, they're not a big issue, though. They'll come and they'll go.
There was a time, one of my first years in Whitman, where Patton Road, when it goes through a wash right around about 230th Avenue, the caterpillars were the road was almost completely orange because there were so many that were just crossing there in the road traffic. Yeah. I mean, you could just sit back and look, and it looked like the whole ground was moving, and it's never been that intense since then. And like you said, it's a cycle. There's some things in the desert that are on a one-year life cycle. There's some things that are, I think, if I remember right, there's a particular insect, I can't remember, but it's on a 19-year life cycle that only comes out once every 19 years on average.
That sounds about right. Yeah, we were pretty fortunate to have lived through a couple of those when we were kids. It's pretty neat.
Well, we'll continue our way through our October Talking Trees calendar. We have citrus fertilizing. We have evergreens planting. We have callers lining up at 1-888-767-4348. But we have a break right now. So we're going to go do that. When we get back, we'll pick it right up. You can go to itreeservice.com and click on Tree Calendar and follow along.